On the last episode of Confronting O.J. Simpson, I talked with grief counselor and author David Kessler. If you've ever lost someone close to you, his words will speak to your heart. What do you think of the phrase, and I'm first one to do it, that, like, I'm sorry for your loss? Do you have people that reject that?
I do. And sorry for your loss has it comes across a number of different ways. For some people, it feels like pity.
Mm-hmm.
For other people, they'll go, wait, what are you sorry about? You didn't do anything. The thing I hear most that people wish is they wish for stories about their loved one who died, especially stories that they didn't know.
Yeah.
Someone's got a story that you've never heard about your loved one. And I also think pictures that you've never seen. As you know, when our loved one dies, it feels like there is no more of them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to discover more. But if someone goes, oh, I remember something they did. Oh, there is more. That's a beautiful thing to give people.
Do you have a lot of people that you talk to that seek out mediums? And
absolutely. I've seen mediums who have taken people's life savings. And I've seen really talented mediums. And one of the questions I always get from therapists is, should people in grief go to mediums? And I'm like, first of all, it's never my place to tell anyone in grief what they should or shouldn't do.
Right.
People in grief go to mediums.
What do you think people are looking for?
People want the connection early on. They have lost that connection and they want to go to it. And a medium sometimes will give them the connection they're seeking and give them the your loved one's okay. Later, they come back to their grief.
Right.
Even if my loved one tells me they're okay, even if they're in heaven or the afterlife, I still miss them at the dining room table.
Right.
I still don't get to. And then they feel the grief then.
I've gone to a couple and there have been some very consistent messages. And I've been very, very particular because our stuff has been so public that I'm like, you could say anything. You could have just done your research before I came in here. And so I never give my name. But there have been some consistent messages that have been very upsetting that each of them has said that my brother has said, basically, it's not your job anymore, that it's not your responsibility. And the way I interpreted that was that you don't have to keep fighting for me. Like, it's okay, Kimmy. Like, it's okay. And if I'm open to believing that my brother was communicating, it's the protector in him that's wanting me to be okay.
Well, at the end of the day, I don't think when our loved ones die, we stop loving them, and I don't believe they stop loving us.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Did you know that September is National Life Insurance Awareness Month? I bet most of you didn't know that. Actually, most people aren't even aware that they need life insurance. And that's why 40% of Americans don't even have it. And right now, prices are the lowest they've been in 20 years. Policy Genius has made it easier than ever to get covered. Policy Genius is the fastest way to shop for life insurance online. In minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. And once you apply, the Policy Genius team, they handle all the paperwork and red tape. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. It's like one-stop shopping. And for all you busy people just like me, that's the best way to go. So if you need life insurance, but you just haven't gotten around to it, I recommend National Life Insurance Awareness Month as a good time as any to get started. Go to policygenius.com, get quotes, and apply in minutes. You can do the whole thing on your phone right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. I had a medium. She was actually probably the most spot on, but she talked about my son seeing my brother in his room, and which he had communicated to me once. And she said that Ron sends messages to you when you hear the wind chimes out your window. That's usually Ron being there. And I'm like, it's the friggin' wind. You know, it's the wind. I have no idea, but now every time the wind chimes blow and I make noise, I'm like, hi, Ron, just in case.
I think we have connections that even a little death can't knock down. You know, I don't give death any more power than it already has.
I guess I just think that, you know, I want the very loud sign.
Absolutely. I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm still dealing, like you dealt with the idea of some public grief and mm-hmm. personal loss. Mm-hmm. Almost 3 years ago, my younger son died. One of the things about him is there was, he had a favorite shirt, and it was the shirt he died in.
Oh.
He was dating a lovely social worker. After he died, she said, I want the shirt. And I remember as a father, no, not that shirt. Like, I have to have that shirt. And I just went, let her have the shirt. So she had the shirt. And then when we did the 1 year anniversary at the gravesite, she brought the shirt and she said, I don't think it's mine to keep. And she said, it's too hard for me to keep it.
Yeah.
So I took the shirt and I quickly sealed it up just to save any smell.
Right,
with
yeah.
People in grief, you know, grief mm-hmm. do all the time. And I encourage them to do that. But it's a common shirt. I would see the shirt and I was always getting upset. And then at my retreat, someone wore the shirt. And it was challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then at my next class, someone wore the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The shirt is now at every retreat I do.
Oh my gosh.
But it's just amazing to me, that idea of like, is it a common shirt or is he still with me at every lecture? I think we want to find meaning, whether it's to honor that person, honor their life, honor how they've touched us, change how they died for others, whatever it may be. So I think the question of seeing, being in touch with someone is really a very personal question for you about whether that would bring you any meaning.